Ragnarok was here. But it certainly didn't feel like we were at war. The worn brown leather of my sandals made little sound on the stone floor of the palace hallway. I went in search of solace, and my feet already knew the way. An Ulfur strode past me, high cheekbones and forehead so distinctive in the race of the wolf shapeshifter. He met my eyes and nodded, a polite, respectful greeting. I gave him a lukewarm smile and kept walking, my feet moving me toward the balcony. The halls were empty and chilled at this time of morning, when the light of the day gently awakens the land, when the shadows of night depart with slow reluctance. In recent days, I'd found myself seeking as little company as possible. It was so early that the torches hanging on the walls were still smoldering from the night's light, sending smoky streams trailing along the air, the smell musty and acrid. I pulled my cloak closer and hurried along the hall, praying I'd avoid any further curious gazes. Almost there. Hidden by thick velvet drapes, the balcony was the very same one I'd stood on so long ago when Thor had told me the lengths I'd need to go to kill the Dwarf Queen. It seemed a lifetime ago when Aiden's life had been all that mattered and I'd naively thought the god had been exaggerating a little. Only when I'd been faced with the wrath of the evil queen did I truly know that when he said I'd need to bring back her head, he'd really meant it. A sigh drifted from my lips as I slipped through the parting in the drapes and walked onto the balcony. It overlooked the Valley of Asgard, with the lake far to the north, just a sliver of silver gleaming sadly at the edge of the realm. My arms wrapped themselves around my body, as if they could prevent the cold from seeping into my bones. But I knew there was nothing that would take away the ice. I suppressed another sigh, then figured what the hell, and sighed anyway. In the pale gray light of morning, the green valley bordered by a snow-covered mountain range lay blanketed in a light mist. It matched my mood. The light sheen of moisture lay over the land like a shimmering veil, and it felt very much like the veil that seemed to bind my feelings this last week. Ragnarok was upon us. The events of the end of the world predicted so long ago were finally coming to pass. And the warriors of Asgard, Valkyries, Einherjar, and Ulfur alike were revving things up. But as much as I tried, I couldn't summon even a hint of anticipation for the final showdown with Loki and his creepy band of Jotun. Loki the trickster, and the bane of my life since I'd entered Asgard. His skill at manipulation seemed unbeatable, and now, after all these centuries, he'd finally risen to challenge his father, Odin. Rage rose within me, surging through my veins, and although I felt my nails dig into my arms, I did nothing. Felt nothing. I gave a wry grin. A feeling kept tapping away at the edge of my consciousness, like a determined woodpecker bugging me endlessly, incessantly. I recognized it as the other, more stubborn part of my nature. The one I'd heard only as a whisper through the days I'd mourned the death of my closest friend. I knew I had to pull myself out of this funk. Something Sigrun would have said was typical of me. And was what made me different. Unique. I snorted. Unique was the last thing I felt. Broken was a way better description. Tears burned my eyes and my heart twisted in my chest. She was always there, a flimsy, ethereal ghost walking with me, smiling as she sat beside me, her soft voice echoing in my memory, her gray wings fluttering at her back as she blushed at the mere mention of Fenrir's name. But what hurt more than anything else was something I barely wanted to admit to myself. She was slowly fading. And just the thought made my stomach ache, as if it were slowly turning to stone. The memory of her face was gradually disappearing, making me so desperately afraid. What if I forgot what she looked like? What kind of friend did it make me that it took so little time for me to lose the one connection I had left with Sigrun, the best friend I'd ever had? She'd been my guide and my mentor, my friend and my confidant. And she had died on my watch. I gritted my teeth. I was supposed to watch over my team, and no matter how much anyone tried to convince me it wasn't my fault, I couldn't see it that way. There must have been something I could have done that I didn't do. Something I'd missed that could have gotten us out of Jotunheim without killing Sigrun. The land of the frost giants, where we'd gone to save a god, and ended up finding one friend and losing another. I still heard the whirring of the arrow as it flew through the air. I still felt the stabbing pain in my heart when I heard the thwack as the barb embedded itself into her flesh. And I still felt the hollow emptiness in my soul, an absence of all feeling, that resonated within me long after I'd avenged her